I started off today talking about what happened in Tumwater, Washington. A young lady, 16 years of age, because all the adults around her failed to do the right thing and stand up for her, she had to stand up for herself. And I think she ought to be proud of Frances Stout, who said, "I'm not going to play on my basketball team against that opposing team, the one from Shelton, Washington, because there's a man on the team." And she even said, "He's a man." And she said, "I won't play." And guess what happened? The other adults around her, the principal of her school, Mr. Suderman, Zach Suderman, we called him. We offered him a chance to come on and explain the nonsense. He punished Frances Stout for having said, "That's a man." And for having said that she would not play, he accused her of bullying and misgendering. Well, the guy who's been trying to address all this is Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato, who joins me now. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you, Lars. You know, and this just goes to show the insanity. I want you to think about, you know, if you say a certain word, the other side would say, "You're triggering me. You're triggering me. I need to go to a safe place. I need to play with Legos or coloring books or whatever." You know, and but you turn around and say, "Hey, that's a man," and they go, "What? How could you say such an atrocious thing?" I mean, we're dealing with that on the Senate floor as we speak with some of these bills that are coming out, you know. It's not pregnant woman anymore. It's pregnant person. Like somebody else could actually get pregnant besides
or
a woman.
Or birthing person, which sounds almost worse.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, I went to Trump's inauguration and I'm listening to his speech and I'm basically crying, right? Because this guy is saying what every single one of us is thinking. You know, you can't have men on women's playing against women. I mean, we got the volleyball, the girl that got hit in the head with the volleyball with a traumatic brain injury, and then the other one in a boxing ring. And this is crazy stuff. And as you say, the biggest problem I have is these wacko adults who are not sticking up for our children and our girls and the letting men forcing them to be in a bathroom or in a locker room with men. I want my granddaughter in a locker room with some guy. You know, I mean, what is this? This is crazy stuff.
I think about it this way. My stepson, who was a Marine, but I mean, he's an adult now, but when he was in high school, he's 6'4", booked in over 200 pounds. Can you imagine that on a basketball team playing against the average woman or girl in America at 5'4 or 5'5 and maybe a buck 25 or a buck 30? And you say, what's going to happen when the 6'2" or 6'4" 225 male runs into the, you know, 5.5 foot tall, 130 pound female? She's going to get knocked down. She's going to get hurt. And I think this young lady, I'd love to talk to her, Frances Stout, the basketball player, she had the guts to stand up. But why didn't her coach, why didn't the principal of her high school say, "You're absolutely right"? And then last night, as I understand, the Tumwater School District voted and said, "We're going to ban trans athletes on our teams." Well, it's not exactly a, you know, profiles in courage, Senator, because they're facing down the barrel of a civil rights investigation by the Department of Education for violating Title VI. And they're also looking at the loss of their federal funding when the Department of Ed under Trump says, if you're doing this stuff, we're not giving you any money. So they're only doing the right thing after their money and maybe time in court is being threatened against them. But at least they finally got to that. When are we going to get Tacoma, Seattle, Tri-City, Spokane, and the rest to join on board?
Well, here's the thing that we are faced with down here in Olympia. People elected these Democrats. People put these people in charge. I firmly believe when I go out there and I talk to somebody who says, "I'm a Democrat and this and that," and you talk to them, they do not align with what these crazy people are doing down here. You know, and if they sat down and listened to some of these floor speeches and listened to some of the crazy logic that they put together and these convoluted arguments to justify these positions, and this, you know, men in the women's locker room is just one of them. I mean, and there's a little anecdotal story here. My office used to be upstairs in the Ledge building, right? And yep. in a corner, there was a men's room, a unisex room in one corner, and a woman's room in the other corner. But the other, that's two doors away from my office, and that was the bathroom I used. So I come out, and there's one of the Democrat women is standing there pointing to the sign. Hey, it's a woman's room. I go, no, it's okay. I self-identified as a woman before I went in.
Do they appreciate that, Senator?
They have since changed it to a unisex room. But you can't have it both ways. Hey, are you coming up right?
I'll tell you what. You know what you ought to do? You ought to stock. Do you have a desk down there on the floor?
Do I? Yes.
Yeah. You ought to stock some maybe chocolate milk and cookies. And every time one of these jokers from the party of slavery objects and says you're triggering them with your language, say, I've got some chocolate milk and cookies for you right here. And if you need a safe space, you know, step off the floor and maybe go back to your office. These people, I like the fact that Trump actually called out the Democrats at that speech and said these people could not support me if I found a cure for cancer. And that's absolutely the truth. They wouldn't stand up and applaud the little brain cancer, the kid with brain cancer at 13. They wouldn't stand up and honor the families of people who lost young family members, a girl in one case, a young lady in the other, who were taken by illegal aliens. They wouldn't stand up for anything. And Phil, the public opinion polls both that night and this last couple of weeks say 2/3 to 3/4 of Americans are on the side of Donald Trump and his stance on the issues. And you've got this tiny fraction of people who support the Democrat Party.
Right. But those people are the ones that are down here. When you talk to them on the campaign trail, they are really reasonably moderate people. They're like, oh, yeah, I talked to that guy. He was a great guy. I go, okay, but let's listen to what he's doing down here. Let's look at the bills that he's running, he or she is running. You know, and, you know, we talk about the illegal immigration and these criminals. I have a bill. I'm the only guy that has a bill that says we got to deport these criminals. And they kept saying, well, alien, you know, provocative term like alien. I go, hey, that's what the federal government calls them. You are either a citizen or you are an alien. And if you're undocumented, you are illegal. And if you're a criminal, you're a criminal illegal alien. Right. And, you know, since when is alien a dehumanizing term?
It's not. You know? You're using the technical term, and it's driving your Democrat colleagues crazy, and God love you for it. Senator Fortunato, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.